Women should not exercise judgment in political affairs.
If we allow women to vote, it will mean the loss of social structure.
Vote for women! Vote for women! Vote for women!
Dramatic stuff. Well, it's called Suffragette. Kerry Mulligan is the star, and it is the story of British women who fought for the right to vote. Suffragette was written, directed and produced by women. Ironically, given its theme, that makes it something of a rarity. Last year, only 13% of all films released had a female director. So how come the film industry remains so dominated by men? I asked Kate Kinninmont, who's chief executive of Women in Film and Television. That's a group which campaigns to redress the balance.
I think it's very much a cultural thing. When film first started, it was done by women. You know, they made the first narrative films ever. And it was really when film became a business that people were less inclined to finance a woman-led thing, which is just part of our culture.
I didn't realise women made the first narrative films.
It was a woman called Alice Guy Blaché, a long time ago in France, but it was very much the way women dominated novels. So the whole storytelling thing was very much a female aspect of life.
So as soon as money came into it,
yes,
it sounds like the men took over.
Banks and financiers, then suddenly they were just a bit worried about investing in something that women were running. And it's not that dissimilar to other industries. You know, if you look at the law, for example, you have masses of women lawyers, but very few women high court judges. It's the same in politics and in business. But fortunately, things are beginning to change. I mean, even at board level in businesses now, Grant Thornton have just come out to say that a more diverse board actually leads to much greater rewards for the company, financial rewards. So I think the business case for employing more women is good. That's one of the things that I'm really driven to do something about.
So there's plenty of enthusiasm among young women particularly to think about a career in the film industry and possibly eventually become a director of a film. There's lots of people who want to do that. It's just that there have been barriers to them doing that.
I'm sure a lot of the listeners will know somebody. They'll have a sons, daughters, nieces, nephews who want to go into the film industry because it's such a big and glamorous sounding industry. But the sad facts are that out of every 100 people directing a film, only 13 would be a woman. Writing isn't very much different. And I think that's why we're so excited to see a film like Suffragette opening the London Film Festival tonight. And people like Meryl Streep have been speaking out about getting more parts for women. She has given $40,000 to women in film in New York for them to run more training courses for women screenwriters, because she thinks that if we could get a good diverse mix of writers, directors and producers, we would actually have a much wider variety of parts and much wider variety of stories to tell.
And there's been a lot of talk, hasn't there, about how to get more women to the top in business. More generally, people talk about the need for quotas. You have to have a certain amount of women on the board. Do you think something like that would work here, where there are levers pushed and pulled to make things happen, to change things?
Interestingly, in Sweden, they decided just to go all out for the quotas. I've just had lunch with the woman who runs the Swedish Film Institute, Anna Serner, and she said when she got the job running the Swedish Film Institute, she thought, right, what we'll do is we'll give equal funding to men and women who come forward to make films.
And so give 50% to 50%
men, 50% women. And then just a year or so ago, an extraordinary thing happened. When they had the awards, the film awards, almost 70% of the awards were won by the women filmmakers. Now, if they hadn't made a decision that they were actually going to encourage women and give half the funds to women, this great talent still may not have come forward.
Kate Kinninmont, Chief Executive of Women in Film and Television.